start again on page Zion and Aleph at the bottom. Toshma, Shishi b'chodesh, Shishi b'shabbos. Brisa says that it was the sixth day to something, and it was also the sixth day of the month and the sixth day of the week. Tashu l'Rabbanan. Here again, that goes only according to Rabbi Yossi, because according to the Rabbanan, the sixth day of the month was Friday, not Shabbos. And it's the opposite. The sixth day of the month was Shabbos, not Friday. And according to Rabbi Yossi, since Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, the sixth day of the month was Friday. So it's Kashu the Rabbanan, Hanami Rabbi Yossi, and a Hanami. This Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Shishi Lamai, so what's the first Shishi? Right, it was Shishi, and it was also Shishi Bachodesh and Shishi Bashabbos. What was the first Shishi? Rava Omar Lachaniyosan. Rava Achabar Yaakov Omar Lamasan. It was the sixth day since they camped in Midbar Sinai. That's what Rava said. And Rav Achabar Yaakov said it was the sixth day from the time they left Rafidim. Kamifle gave the Shabbos Gemara. And the Machlokas is, if Shabbos was given to them already in Mora, and therefore they weren't allowed to travel on Shabbos from Rafidim to Midbar Sinai, or Shabbos wasn't given yet in Mora, and therefore they, were able to travel. Dichsiv, kashir tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Ba'om Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, kashir tzivcha b'mora. In the Aseres HaDibros, it says, you should keep Shabbos, like in the second Aseres HaDibros, in Veschan, and Moshe Rabbeinu went over them, so he said, you should keep Shabbos, kashir tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Ba'om Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, kashir tzivcha b'mora. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was describing what happened at Har Sinai. So he wasn't referring to the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom commanded you at Sinai. If he did was, then he should have mentioned it by all of the, Dibros. He only mentioned it by Kibbud Av Ha'Eim and by Shabbos. So therefore, Tosa says, it doesn't mean that you were commanded at Sinai, because then it should apply to all of them. Right? It means that Moshe Rabbeinu was reviewing what happened at Sinai, and at Sinai it was already Kashrut Sivcha, at some point before that. So in Mora, they already were commanded about Kivud Avoeim and Shabbos. Mar Sovra, Shabbos Ifkud, Atchumim Lo Ifkud. One holds that they were Mitzuva on Shabbos, but not on Tchumim. And Tosas points out over here, it's not only according to the Mandiomer of Yekiva, holds a Tchumim Min HaTorah. But other Tanoim hold that Tchumim were only the Rabbanon. So they never were Nifkud on Tchumim Min HaTorah. Tchumim over here means Hotzah, where they were not commanded on carrying. That part of Shabbos, those details of Shabbos, weren't yet given. Some even hold that it doesn't mean that they were nifkad on Shabbos, the halachas of Shabbos. They were only nifkad to learn the halachas of Shabbos. But the actual halachas themselves, to keep them, was only from Sinai. Others say, we say in Musaf, Oz mi Sinai nitztavu aleva. L'chor is not true. It's Oz mi Sinai, it's Oz mi Mora, from before Sinai. So there are a few different terutzim. The Panim Yofel says it's talking going on Tchumim. Oz mi Sinai Tztavo, there were certain halachas that we weren't commanded on Shabbos until Sinai, even though there were halachas that we were commanded already before in Mora. The Vush says that Oz means before. Oz mi Sinai, even before Sinai, Nitztavu Alecha, which means in Mora. The Kolbo says that what it means in Musaf is we were Nitztav on the Karbonos of Shabbos at Sinai. We weren't nitztav on the karbonos of Shabbos in Mora. And the Maharal Prague says that in Mora, they only were nitztav on the essay of Shabbos, tishbos, but not the malachos. The malachos were nischadish at Sinai. Okay, so in any case, so that Mandiomer holds, that Shabbos, something of Shabbos, was already commanded at Mora. And one Mandiomer holds even the halachos of Shabbos, including Tchumim or Hotzah, were already at Mora, and therefore they couldn't travel on Shabbos, from Mora to, from Rafidim to Midbar Sinai. So therefore they must have traveled, before that, I guess. So the Masa was on Sunday. They left on Sunday, they came back. They left Motzei Shabbos, and they came to Midbar Sinai on Sunday. The other Mandiomer says it wasn't the sixth day from the traveling, because the traveling had to be what could be on Shabbos. So they left on Shabbos and they arrived on Sunday. So the one who says that it's a 6 day from their encampment when they came to Midbar Sinai, but not the 6 day from their traveling, holds that they, what's it called, were allowed to leave on Shabbos. And they didn't yet have the halachas of carrying on Shabbos. And the Man D'Omro says there was a 6 day from their traveling from Rephidim, not just their camping in Midbar Sinai, holds they were allowed to leave on Shabbos. They were not allowed to leave on Shabbos, and therefore they left on Sunday. So it was a 6 day, both from their traveling and from their encampment. The same day they left Rephidim, they came to Midbar Sinai. Rashi, Lechani Yosan, Shaharib Rosh Chodesh Chonu. That's for sure that on Rosh Chodesh they came to Midbar Sinai. We learned that already from Bayom Azeb, Achikomer, Shishi Lechani Yosan. So the 6 day from the time that they came to Midbar Sinai was Friday, and that was the 6 day of the month, Hu Shishi B'Shabbos. L'Mason, Af L'Mason. And the other Man D'Omer holds that it wasn't only 6 days from the time that they camped in Midbar Sinai, it was 6 days from the time they left Rephidim. Shaviyom Shabol, Midbar Sinai, Nosim Rephidim. The same day that they camped in Midbar Sinai is the same exact day they left Rephidim. The Komiflegi Ravach of a Rava, B'mitzvah Shabbos, and Emer Lohem B'morah. The Machlokas revolves around what part of Shabbos did they get in Morah. Shenemer Lohem B'morah. Im Nitztavu Al HaTchumim. Did they also have the halach of tchumim, bo biyom, right? In Mora already, they were commanded not to carry on Shabbos. Olo, t'chsi b'dibros ho'achronos, shomores yom ha-Shabbos l'kadsho kasher tzivcha. Shema minah kodem ha-dibros n'tztavuba. This command was already given earlier. So the question is, what did that contain? Were they allowed to travel on Shabbos? Then they traveled from Rephidim on Shabbos and only came to Midbar Sinai on Sunday. So the 6 day was only the 6 day from when they camped, not the 6 day when they left. Or no, they weren't allowed to carry on Shabbos. They had to leave on Motzei Shabbos. And therefore the same day that they left is the same day they came. And the 6 day was the 6 day to when they left also. The Omer of Yehuda, Dichsiv, Shom Som Lo Choku Mishpo. We know in Mora that they got some kind of Mishpatim, some kind of Chukim. Right, and since it says Kasher Tzivcha, we put the two together, that in Mora they got Shabbos and Kibbut Avoeim. Atchumim lo ifkot hilka chishin nosu mirafidim nosu b'Shabbos. Therefore, when they left Rafidim, they were able to leave on Shabbos. Shelo huzoru leilich yosem alpayim amma. They weren't yet commanded not to go more than alpayim amma. Rashi seems to learn that it goes according to the Man D'Omro, who says that Tchumim is Doraisa. Okay, let's go on. Toshma. Nisan Shabo Yotsu Yisro Mitzrayim, Be'ar Boas or Shachtu Bischeim. There's a brisa that describes the chronology of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Nisan, that they left Mitzrayim, on the 14th day they shechted Korban Pesach, with a Chamishos or Yotsu, and they left on the 15th day. That night, what's it called, the night of the 15th, and that was the night before the 14th, they, what's it called, was Makas Bechoros, and they left in the daytime of the 15th, Ula'erev loku b'choros. And that evening, the b'choros were smitten. Mora says, la'erev sokadaita. That evening, meaning the evening after the 15th. They already left on the 15th in the morning. Makas b'choros was not the next night. Ela mibo erev loku b'choros. Should read, from the night before already, the b'choros were smitten. That was the night after the 14th, the night of the 15th. And the next morning, on the 15th, in the daytime, they left. The day they left Mitzrayim, the 15th of Nisan, that year was Thursday. So Mara says, Midchameser b'Nisan, Chamishi b'Shabbos, Chamisha b'Shabbos. Since the 15th of Nisan was Thursday, Reish Yarcha de'Iyar Shabbos. That would work out then that Rosh Chodesh Iyar would be on Shabbos, because Nisan is Mole. And therefore, what's it called, Iyar was on the 31st day from the beginning of Nisan. So if you have Thursday, and then you have until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from the 15th, till another 15 days, 16, the 16th day would be Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? 16 days is what's it called, is 2 weeks and 2 days. So 2 weeks would be, what's it called, 2 days before Rosh Chodesh would be a Thursday. And then two more days is Friday Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar would have been Shabbos. So since the 15th of Nisan was on Thursday, then what's it called? Rish Yarcha the Iyar Shabbos. That means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar would have come out on Shabbos. The Rish Yarcha the Sivan Chad b'Shabbos. And now what's it called? Iyar is a Nisan is a full month, but Iyar is a chaser. That's how it works. 1 month male, 1 month chaser. So Nisan is male, Iyar is chaser. That means Iyar only has 29 days, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So therefore, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be 30 days later. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be 28 days would be Shabbos, and now you have two more days, so that's what's it called? No, you have what's it called? 29 days, right. No, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. The 29th would be Shabbos, right. Okay, and the 30th would be Sunday, right. Okay, 29th would be Shabbos, and the 30th would be Sunday. So Reish Yarcha, the Sivan, is Chad B'Shabbos. So it comes out that, therefore, that what's it called, that the year they left Mitzrayim, it had to work out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi says, not what the Rabbanan say. The Rabbanan say Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday. So here, according to this price, it'll work out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. And like Rabbi Yossi, Kashul Rabbanan, Amri Lecho Rabbanan, Iyar Dehayishata Avurei Avrua. No, you don't even have to say that this price goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Right? But what's it called? The calculations are wrong. Because you're assuming that Iyar was a chaser. It only had 29 days. That's not true. Iyar, that year, they made a mole. Most of the time, it goes... what's it called, one chaser, one mole. But that year, they made what's it called, Iyar a mole. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh was not till Monday. Toshma, Rashi Rashi, la'erev mashma la'erev haba, mashma the next night. So Rashi says, no, it means the night before. That's when Makkos Bechoros was. Rosh Yarcha de Iyar Shabsa, shari Nisan mole, hu la'olam. Nisan is always a 30-day month. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was going to be on Sunday. Samara says, Tosh Madalo Avru Anisan. I'll bring you a proof from a brisa that they didn't make Iyar, Deloavrua, that they didn't make Iyar that year a what's it called, a full month. Right? That Iyar was, as usually is, a chaser. How do I know? Because it says, Nisan Shibo Yotsu Yisrom Mitzrayim, the Arbos Ashokhtu Bishem, another brisa. The year they left Mitzrayim, on the 14th day of Nisan, they shechted the Korban Pesach. The Chamishos or Yotzu, on the 15th, they left Mitzrayim. Ula Erev Loku Bechoros, here the Bryce also says the same Lashon. And that evening, the Bechoros were smitten. Morris says, La Erev, that evening? That was the evening after they left? Ela Eimav Mibo Erev Loku. From the evening before, the Bechoros were already smitten. Va'oso Hayom Chamishi B'Shabbosoye. And that day, everybody agrees, was a Thursday. They left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Hishlim Nisan, they finished off Nisan, the Ira Iyar, Lios B'Shabbos. And therefore Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos, like we said before. Chaser Iyar, right? Iyar was a Chaser, right? Iyar was only 29 days. The Ira Sivan, Lios Becha B'Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. So the Feirish, they didn't make Iyar a Mole, they made Iyar a Chaser. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. Kashul Rabbanan, Almani Rabbi Yossi. Here we're stuck. The Rabbanan say, Yenechanami, this price that goes according to Rabbi Yossi. We also agree that Rabbi Yossi has a shita, and we agree that there are other prices that agree with Rabbi Yossi. But we hold differently, and we have prices that support us. So it's no problem that a price happens to go according to Rabbi Yossi. Rashi, Hishlim Nisan, Nismale Bishloshim Yom. Nisan was a full month of 30 days. Lashon Sholim. Chisar Iyar. And Iyar was a chaser. Shari Iyar, chaser, kisidron. That's the way it normally is. 1 month male, 1 month chaser. Umisrami Sivan b'chad b'shabsa. Then Rosh Chodesh Sivan comes out on Sunday. V'oso, we didn't get it. Okay? So this, the Enichanami, this brisa for sure goes like Rabbi Yossi. But the other one could be, goes like the Rabbanan. And Enichanami, they made Iyar a full month. Toshma, Vayisu Me'elim, Vayavo kol hadash bnei Yisrael. Right? They left Elim and they came to Midbar Tzin. V'chamishoso yom lechodesh hasheni. Right? When did they come to Midbar Tzin? On the 15th day of the second month, the 15th of Iyar. That's when they came to Midbar Tzin. V'oso hayom Shabbos hoya. That day was Shabbos. It was a Shabbos. Tchsiv uboker reisim es kvod Hashem. Right? It's that's when they were told about the month. And they were told, in the morning, you'll see Kvod Hashem. And then it says, right after that, 6 days, you should gather them on. And then, on next day, it'll be Shabbos. So that means that when they came to Midbar Tzin, right, and they complained about the mon, they didn't get the mon that day. They said, the next morning, tomorrow morning, which means Sunday morning, you'll see the Kvod Hashem, and you'll get the mon. And then 6 days, you should gather them on, right, from that Sunday till Friday. And then on Shabbos, which is 7 days later, means that he was talking to them on Shabbos, there won't be any mon. So now let's see. Medemechaneser be'ir Shabbosa. Since we've established that the 15th of Iyar was Shabbos, Reish Yarcha the Sivan Chad b'Shabbos. So if what's it called? If Iyar is a Choser, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be Sunday. If the 15th of Iyar is Shabbos, right? So then 15 days later is going to be Sunday. Kashul Rabbana, this Braisa also says that Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday, not Monday. Amrei Chorabbanan, Iyar da'ishaita avur evruah. No, the calculation you're making wrong. You're assuming that Iyar was only a 29-day month. But that year they made Iyar a 30-day month. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan didn't come out till Monday. Omar le Rav Chavivi mechozno al Rav Ashi. Toshma. Another raya. Vayehi b'chodesh harishon, b'shona hashenis, b'echod l'chodesh, hukam ha-mishkan. On the first day of, what's it called, of the first month, that was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, of the second year that they went out of Mitzrayim, that's when the Mishkan was, dedicated. Okay, the Mishkan was put up and started into service on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year they left Mitzrayim. Tana, Oso Yom Notl Esra Toros. There's another brisa that says that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, had 10 crowns. Rishon L'Maisa Bereishis. It was the first day of Maisa Bereishis, meaning it was a Sunday. That was the first crown. Okay, Rishon L'Nisiyim. It was the first day that the Nisiyim started bringing their korbanos. Nachshon ben Aminadav brought his korban on that day. That started the 12 days of Chanukah Samizbeah. That was the first day for the Nisiyim. Rishon leKohuna. It was the first day for Kohuna. First time, until then, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was making the korbanos and the Bechoros. And the Shivas Yimei HaMeluim. And this is the first day that Aaron and his sons were consecrated. Rishon laAvoda. It was the first day for Avoda, right? Avoda Satzibur, the Tmidim, and other Korbanos of Truma Sadlishka was started, the regular Seder of Korbanos started that day. Rishon Li'irida Soesh, it was the first day that the fire came down in Hashemayim. Rishon Lachilas Kodshim, it was the first day that they ate Kodshim in the place where, what's it called, where they had to eat it, Rashi said. Right? Until then, they could eat Kodshim anywhere. Here, the laws of where to eat kachim started that day. Rishon Lishkon Shechina. It was the first day that the Shechina devolved into the Mishkan. Rishon Levarech Yisrael. The first day for Birkas Kohanim. Rishon Leisur Habamos. It was the first day that you weren't allowed to bring Karbanos anywhere else except in the Mishkan. Till then, they could bring them anywhere. Rishon Lechadashim. And it was the first month of the year, Nisan. So, 10 things. So, the let's see Rashi here first. Also Hayom Shabbos Hoya, the day, the 15th day of Iyar that they came to Midbar Tzin, where they got the mon, was a Shabbos. Shenamru Boker Reisim, Shenisramu Bo B'Yom Al Hamon. That's the day they complained, and that because of that they complained they had nothing to eat, and that's the day that the mon was given to them. Kedirsi Vayilonu Al Moshe Lahamis is Kol Hakol Azebaroth. The Rabbanu Shem said, tomorrow morning you'll see that I'm going to provide for you. So the mon fell on the next day. According to this Gemara, the mon started falling on Tezayin Iyar, not on Tezvav. Tezvav was Shabbos. The mon obviously didn't fall on Shabbos, surely not the first time. And it fell the next day on Sunday, and then they had 6 days to gather the mon till the next Shabbos. So others say that Maisa, that the mon started falling on Pesach Sheni, on Tesvav Iyar. That's one of the milas of Pesach Sheni, that what's it called, that it's that's the day the mon started. Here it says that it didn't fall till Tezayin Iyar. Right? It didn't fall on Tezvav, only fell on Tezayin. V'alkein v'chad v'shabes yored v'hem min hamon. The mon fell on Sunday, the first chila. Shenemer sheishes yomim tulketu v'yom hashvi liyiridah. So Shabbos lo yibo. From this day, you had 6 days to gather the mon, and the seventh day from the time that it started was a Shabbos again. Reish yarcha the sivan chad v'shabes. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh sivan was Sunday. Kishe tashlim ili'ir ad tesvav. The Yom Tezvav, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. If you add 15 more days to Iyar, right, the 15th day is going to be Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is a Sunday. If the 15th was Shabbos, then 15 days later is going to be Sunday. Esra Toros, Rishon Lasora Dvorin. It was the first of 10 things. For 10 things. Rishon Lebrias Olam, Shechel B'Shabbos. It was Sunday. Rishon Lenesiyim, Lakrovas Nesiyim, Lechanukas Habayis. Rishon leKohuna, also Yom Shmini leMiluim. That was the eighth day of the Miluim. The Avoda be Aron Uvana, the Arachshav Hayu beBechoros. Until then, the Bechoros did the Avoda, and the 7 days of the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. And this is the first day that the Kohanim started doing the Avoda. Rishon laAvoda, the Seder Avoda Sibur. This is the first day that they had the actual Korbanos Sibur on a regular basis started on this day. Sibur Tzmidi Mushar Korbanos Shel Trumas Alishka. Right, the regular avoda sibur, the regular daily avoda, started on this day. Liridas eish vateitzei eish mlefnei Hashem vatochal mizbeach lachilas kodshim b'mechitza, that they had to eat kodshim in a certain place in the Mishkan. The ad achshav hayu necholim b'chol makom. Until now, they could be eaten anywhere. Now the kodshim kedoshim had to be eaten in the azara and kodshim kalim in the what's it called in the chatzar beish Mishkan. Lishkon b'Yisrael is the first day of the Shchina shor sasham. Till now the Shechina did not dwell amongst them. It dwelled amongst them only when the Mishkan was put up. Levorech Birkas Kohanim, Hirasiva Yisaris Yom, the first day of Birkas Kohanim. Leisr Habamos, Miashav Nesru, from that time on it was Asr to Shecht Korbanos anywhere except in the Mishkan. Shuroi le Pesach Oel Moi, Kirasiva El Pesach Oel Moi, Lohivio. As long as there was no Oel Moi, you could Shecht Korbanos anywhere. Two things. First of all, the Tosis over here says, if according to all these cheshbonos, okay, it comes out they left Mitzrayim on Thursday, that means that they shechted Korban Pesach on Wednesday, okay, and that means that the 10th day of Nisan, which was the day that they were commanded to take the Seh, right, and hold it for 4 days until they shechted it on Wednesday was Shabbos. And that's why he says we call Shabbos HaGadol the Shabbos before Pesach. Because on that day, the Medrash says that when they took their Pesachim, right, the Bechoros came to Paro, and the Bechoros came to Klal Yisrael, and they asked them, what are you doing? They said, we're going to shecht the Korban Pesach on Wednesday, and God is going to kill all the firstborn. So when the firstborn heard that, they went to their fathers and to Paro, and they said, send them out, because everything Moshe said till now is true, and we are not interested in dying. So Paro refused, and they made a civil war. And that's what it says, L'makei Mitzrayim b'vchoreihem, that the Rabbanu Shem smote the Egyptians through their Bechoros. Not that he smote the Bechoros. He smote the Egyptians through the Bechoros. The Bechoros made a civil war in Mitzrayim. So that's Shabbos HaGadol. And the Medrash says a different shot. Medrash says that Shabbos HaGadol was that when the Egyptians came to the Jews, and they heard they're going to shecht Korban Pesach in 4 days, they couldn't do anything to them, even though they're slaughtering their idols. So the Marsha says both of these things go together, because the ones that were concerned that they took Korban Pesach to begin with were only the Bechoros, because they didn't know that the Bechoros were going to be killed. They weren't. The Jews were told that. The Egyptians weren't told that. But they were concerned that they were taking the mazel of Mitzrayim was the Tle, was the, what's it called, was the, and the Bechoros had that same mazel. So they were concerned, why are you taking our mazel, right? What are you going to do with it? So the Jews told them that we're going to shecht it, and we're what's it called? And then the Bechoros couldn't do anything to them, and that the Bechoros are going to be killed. We're taking your mazel away, and because of that, you're going to be killed. So then they went to Paro. So the whole thing was all part of one seder. Right? It's the Bechoros who came. They were the ones who found out they're going to shecht Korban Pesach. They're the ones who couldn't do anything. And then they heard that they're going to be killed. They went to Paro and started a civil war. Okay. The Marsha has a different problem over here. There are a lot of other things that were first on what's it called? Tosus brings down. It was Rishon Lahakomas HaMishkan. Right? So first day the Mishkan was up. Right? So he says, not really true, because they put Moshe Rabbeinu put the Mishkan up and took it down for 7 days before. And also, that's what it means. This day of the first day of the Mishkan had 10 other firsts with it. But the Marsha brings down there were many other firsts on that day. And therefore, he says what it means is not that it was just the first for these things, but these things were made under Ribbono Shel Olam being Rishon. The Ribbono Shel Olam is called Rishon V'hu Acharon. Rishon and Acharon by the Ribbono Shel Olam means that he is different than everything else. He is, there's nothing like him. That's what Rishon means. So he says, Rishon Hanemer Bo Yisborach Hu Rishon V'ein Sheni. There's nothing similar to him. There's nothing secondary to him. There's nothing like him. Ani Rishon ve'ani Acharon. Umi Baladai Ein Elokim. So that's what it means, Rishon, over here. And all these things, the Marsha shows, were things that showed that there's nothing like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rishon the Bria Sa'olam, because what's it called? The Bria Sa'olam shows Achdus Hashem. That's why it doesn't say Hayom Yom Rishon. What's it called? In Bria Sa'olam, Yom Rishon says Yom Echad. Because Sunday was, the Ribbono Shel Olam was alone. He was one in the Bria. There was nothing else yet created. So he was Echad. So Rishon, the Bria Sa'olam, shows the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. Nothing like it. Then Rishon, what's it called? Rishon the Nesiyim. The Nasi Echad Leyom. Right? That Nachshon was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim by the Yam. Right? And that showed he was miyached the Ribbono Shel Olam, that there is nothing secondary, nothing like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kahuna is also miyached Hashem in Avoda. So that also shows the Ribbono Shel Olam is Rishon. Rishon Lavoda. Korbanos also show that the Ribbono Shel Olam is to be worshipped and nothing else besides him. And so too he goes and shows all the other 10 things are not just down there with the first time these things were done. But they were things that were done as Rishons, as testimony that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Rishon. That's how the Marsha learns this. Not just Stam, that they were 10 firsts, because there were other firsts on those days also, and they weren't counted. But anything that was a first, meaning it testified to the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, those 10 things were counted on those days, on that day. Okay, so let's go on. Umidereish Yarcha the Nisan, the High Shasa Chad B'Shabbos. So now we're going in the second year. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, when they left Mitzrayim, was on Sunday, right, then the Ishtokeid, right, Bedalad B'Shabbos. Then the year before that, what's it called, was on Wednesday. Yeah? Second. Right. Was on Wednesday. Different gears are here. Yeah, okay. Bedalad B'Shabbos. So why? The Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, El Adalad Yomim Bilvad. Right? From one year to the other, there's a 4-day change. Why? Because there's 354 days in a lunar year. Okay? So that means 350 is a factor of 7. Right? And you have 4 days left over. The remainder. So if this year Rosh Hashanah was Sunday, 354 days later is going to be Wednesday, right? 350 days is going to be Sunday, and 4 more days is Wednesday. So if this year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Sunday, then the year before it was Wednesday. And if that year was Sunday, then the next year, the year before had been Wednesday. Then Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, 4 days later. Hey, So that's what Acherim say. Acherim say that if you have a regular year, 354 days, it's always one chaser and one male, so it ends up to 354 days. There's only a four-day difference. There's always a four-day difference between one year and the next. And if it's a Shana Muberes, where you have an extra full month, because the two Adars are always full, then it's 5 days different. Then it's 5 days different. So Havi Le Resh Yarcha De Iyar Male Shabbos. If that's the case, then the year before, the what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Wednesday. That means that what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Friday, because Nisan's a full month. So then Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Friday. Resh Yarcha De Siva on Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos. Tashya Bein Rabbi Yossi Bein Rabban. Nobody holds like that. The Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabban is only if Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Sunday or Monday. But nobody holds Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Shabbos. According to this Cheshbin, Rosh Chodesh Iyar of the first year, Rosh Chodesh Sivan of the first year, should have been on Shabbos. Samara says, Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserin Ovud, Rabbanon Ches Chaserin Ovud. That year, they didn't go one Mali and one Chaser. For whatever reason, they made 7 months Chaserim, right? And according to Rabbanan, they made 8 months Chaserim. And therefore, the difference between the day of the week of one year and the day of the week of the next year was not 4 days, right? It was what's it called, was less days. And therefore, it works out that either according to Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Monday, or according to Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. Rashi. The high shata shana hashen is the yitziyasim who come in Mishkan. The second year that they left Mitzrayim, the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Dalad yomim kshata kovea kol achadoshim kesidran. When you make the months one mole, one chaser throughout the year, okay? Echad mole vechad chaser. Havi arba yomim beitchila shana letchila shana. Acheres. You'll have a four-day difference, right, between one year and the next. If you have 12 months, one mole, one chaser, it adds up to 354 days. Kulan shvuyim, they all are factors of seven, right? Chutz mi'arba yom, except for the last four. 350 is a factor of seven, and four is left over. V'mhoysa shana muberes, hey. And if it was a leap year, then there's 5 days difference between that year and the next. The kesaver shnehu adorim avdina chaser. No, the others are chaser, not mole. They're both chaser. They're only 29-day months, the two others. Pesach dochu yom echad lekaneh. And therefore, the next year, Pesach, will be an extra day, difference. Zayin chaserim avod. So the Gemara answers, that year they made it different. They had a reason why they're allowed to make it. They don't have to make it one mole and one chaser. Right? If Beis Din finds a reason why, they can make it even earlier. So therefore, that year, they made 7 months chaser and only 5 mole, not 6 and 6. What? Yeah, but Beis Din has a right, according to Cheshbonos, even to not accept the Edim or to tell the Edim to say they saw something they didn't see, whatever. They have a right to do that. Lohayu ela gimel bein Pesach v'Pesach. Therefore, there only ended up 3 days difference between one year and the next. Hilkach tishtaket behebe Shabbos. If the year before was on Thursday, right? V'lesle da acherim da amrei ein ma'abrin bein mechastim shum chodesh l'tzorech. And he doesn't hold. This price doesn't hold like acherim, who says that you always make 1 month chaser and 1 month mole, but you have a right to, if there's a reason, to make more than 1 month mole and in a row, or more than 1 month chaser, 2 months chaser in a row. That's what Acherim holds. But the Omer holds no. They had a right to make more months chaser or more months mole, and that's what they did that year. According to the Rabbanan, they made 7 months chaser. According to Rabbi Yossi, they made 7 months chaser. According to the Rabbanan, ches chasuri avon. And if they made 8 months chaser, there was only 2 days difference. There was only 352 days in the year. According to Rabbi Yossi, there were 353 days. So according to him, there were 3 days difference. According to them, there was only 2 days difference. And if that's the case, then what's it called? The year before was Erev Shabbos, and this year was, what's it called, was Monday. So So far, we have many different sources as to when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, but it boils down to the fact that there are sources like Rav Yossi and sources like the Rabbanim.